Stephen Brown, you are the UK's number one estate agency trainer. How do you teach estate agents on your courses how to get higher fees?
Add value.
How do you add value?
Come along to a course and you see.
Come on, we're going to give a little bit to the guys out there.
Right. Go through your whole process.
Okay.
So, and what I mean about your whole process is, what's your first contact like? So what's your first, what first impression are you giving when somebody calls in? Okay. So,
is that a call in for the, I want a free valuation?
I want a market appraisal. Yeah. Can you tell me how much my property's worth? Well, here's what's really scary. I do a lot of mystery shopping.
Okay.
Before some of the people come onto my courses. And I phone up and I ask a very simple question, which I won't give away in case any of you may get that call and, okay. And realise. But I ask them a question and it is fee related. And
it's a fee related question, which you're not going to give away because you obviously want to keep people on their toes.
Yes.
But it's a fee related question. Quite obviously from someone who is thinking of selling a house.
Yes.
Right. I think that's good enough for the viewers.
And I do my research, so I know what road it is, I know what size of house I've got. And I ask about fees, and the answers that I get back are my normal fees are. So normal, sounds like they're going to discount before they come in. My standard fees are.
So same again.
We won't be beaten on fees, okay? So if somebody is doing it for 0.9%, we would do it for 0.8%. So these are all the conversations I'm having, and they haven't even...
You've even gotten through the door, have you?
Well, not only that, they haven't even taken my name and telephone number and even asked for the address, okay? So what I was talking about in earlier... about the opportunities, and this is what excites me. Okay. The basics aren't being done. So the basics of name and number. So there's going to be a lot of people watching this, and they're going to say, Stephen, I can't believe you're talking about people don't take names and numbers.
Okay. Well, you've done the mystery shopping.
Okay, I am telling you.
You must have done hundreds.
Yep, people don't take names and numbers. Okay, and it is scary. Very, very scary. So we could get cut off. Well, in fact, no, okay, I accept the fact I didn't have a property in their area, but they still didn't take my name and number. Okay? They still didn't ask me where my property was. It's scary, you know, and that to me is basics. So this industry, if you do the basics, I would say you are ahead of a majority of the estate agents in this country. Okay. May sound very, very harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you do the basics extraordinarily well, you will absolutely smash it. Okay, comes down to training. Comes down to
scripts and things like that.
Well, look, you've got Right Move that you can listen to. Okay, so you can listen to your calls. Okay, you can train your staff on how to.
Do you think many bosses listen to those calls? Do you think they're probably just as bad as their staff?
Well, what was interesting, in some of the calls that I made, I spoke to directors of those businesses.
Were they just as bad?
They didn't take my names and numbers. They were they gave out ready information. And if that's coming from the top, how do you expect your team below? Because, you know, people follow people.
Mm.
So, you know, if that's the example you're leading and you're giving people, so it's scary. So actually, you know, everybody's looking for the silver bullet. You asked about the quick sale. Okay, yes, this is a long term. But actually, start doing the basics better, please. Start asking better questions, you know, when it comes to first contact. So again, coming back to the original question about fees. Okay, so again, it's all about adding value when you first speak to somebody. You are fantastic with videos. Okay. So again, videos, you know, a pre-market appraisal video, you know, rather than an email. you know, introducing who I am, why, you know, the reasons for coming around.
Because you've got that Vox that a lot of agents use, which I like, or you could just use your mobile phone.
Yeah, and then you're, again, when you open the door, they know who you are. You know, there's, it's not, who's this person? You know, so they know.
Well, you're already a step ahead, aren't you?
Yeah.
What, so almost, let's come back to the phone call. I mean, they don't give your full training away because they've got to have something, but surely it's a case of, what, let me take your name and number just in case we get cut off?
Yeah, it's as easy as that.
Then at least you've got it then,
yeah,
haven't you?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, so.
And would you even mention the fee on the first? On the phone call.
Well, can I ask you a question, Chris?
Go for it.
What's more important to you, a cheap fee or more money in your pocket?
More money in my pocket.
Okay, so when I come round and see you, I will demonstrate to you how I'm going to put more money in your pocket. What time can I come round?
That's good. I like that.
And that's what it's about.
So not if someone asks you, it's almost, if someone's asking you for the fee, they're not actually asking you for the fee, are they? They want a valuation of their property and they want the best price. So you've got to think differently. And that comes through training.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Look, there's going to be people out there who want cheap fees.
Well, let them go to the guys down the road.
Yeah, okay. And there's going to be people that want to get a premium price. You know, and remember, this is their biggest tax-free asset.
Yes.
And it's up to the agents to be maximising, to be the best negotiators. So if they're already negotiating on the fee, on the initial phone call, what are they going to be like when they're negotiating on my property to get me the highest net price?
Appalling.
So why would I use them?
So ask the right questions. Do you want the cheap? That I love that line you used a few minutes ago. And then there's lots of other, you said split the process down. And basically, is that what you do? You train people to split it down and what good looks like and share that with other people?
You know, think about, take your whole process. So your first contact, how you prepare, what you do on a market appraisal, how you follow up, and ask yourself, what can you do to add value in that process to demonstrate why you are worth 2%? Okay? And you have to demonstrate it. And a lot of it is how good your team are when they get a property on at negotiating every last single penny for that vendor or that landlord.
Maybe in the next video, Stephen, we can talk about how people can prove that they can get more money with comparables and things and other ideas like that. Maybe we could talk about that.
You really want all my secrets, don't you?
Just some of them for the guys out there in the stage. Good stuff. I think we'll leave it at that and we'll see you on the next video. Thanks very much.
Fantastic. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thank you.